This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's do another quick nighttime show. KM to AM. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I mean, the Yankees win. The Yankees win. But it was a strange one. A little tricky down there. In what used to be the House of Horrors, but not so much anymore. But, you know, I always look at Houston like if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. They always got something up their sleeves. They always got something weird going on. Strange little series. But not for nothing, we could have swept them. Should have swept them. Brian Walsh is getting on the plane mad as hell tonight. And I think most Yankee fans are happy tonight. They overcame a lot tonight. And the two things that I'll start with is overcoming adversity, because that's what you're going to need to win the rest of the season, and just this different energy and look about the team. You know, they have a different fire, a different intensity, a different urgency. I'm seeing it, right? You know, when you talk about, let's start with Carlos Rodon. When you talk about overcoming things, Carlos Rodon had to get 5 outs in his last inning of work. Carlos Rodon was the type of guy we didn't think could get an out. I heard Jack Curry talking about how 2 years ago when his season ended in Kansas City, he couldn't get an out. Remember he bumped Matt Blake? Remember he said he needed to go get away from baseball, go to a quiet, dark place? Think about how far Carlos Rodon has come. I just heard E-Man say, the Yankees are 6-0 in his last 6 starts, his 16th win. This guy was an all-star this year. Must be the beard. Might be the beard. Maybe it's the beard. 888-808-1019. Bearded Rodon. Carlos with a beard on. He's got the whole kitchen sink going. And he's got this ability. I don't know. He's different, bro. He's got this ability to overcome things when they don't go his way that he did not have when he first started with the New York Yankees. I do have some trust in him now. I do have a comfort level with him on the mound that we're going to be all right. Carlos Rodon, I start with him tonight because with Christian Javier on the mound, I had a little bit of worry that like, hey, this guy has shoved against the Yankees and it might be a tough one. But you know what? The Yankees got to him. He went 4 1/3, gave up 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, and he was walking guys right away. And it bodes well for the Yankees when they score first. It bodes well for the Yankees when they get on the board first. And I just had a good feeling tonight because the second guy I got to talk about, Ryan, mama, there goes that McMahon. What a pleasant surprise, Ryan McMahon. You want to turn it on against our arch rivals, the team we hate the most. That's a quick way for a new guy to ingratiate himself with the fan base. That's a quick way to get on the right side of the fan base because he struggled a bit. But I like his accountability. He came out in the postgame a couple series ago and he said, yeah, I sucked. I'm just trying to get right. It's no secret. I'm trying to get going, and he has. And I was thinking like, oh, the disrespect of him batting ninth behind Volpe shows how much I know. I guess Aaron Boone and the Yankees analytic guys, they knew something. Hey, when Volpe doesn't get it done, McMahon will. 888-808-1019. Can't wait to talk to you. Ryan McMahon, you caught it. I know you caught that ball. Everybody knows you caught that ball except one guy. And, yeah, man, I appreciate it. Ryan McMahon with the single early to get us on the board. Ryan McMahon with the power. Ryan McMahon with the homer to dead center, to the left side. I'm like, what? Ryan McMahon coming alive. We were talking. I mean, I saw him hit his first Yankee Stadium homer last week in the last game of the National Series, and I was hoping that he would come alive and that he would get hot. And he has now. He has now. In his last seven games, he's batting .364. He's got a homer, four ribbies, eight hits. It's good to see it because you know the glove is there. And it's funny because when he entered this series, I know I was on a couple nights ago. When he entered this series, I got a call like, hey, why didn't they put Amed Rosario in the game? What is Boone doing? Going up against Framber Valdez. Why? I'm like, Amed Rosario is more of just a hype man. And Ryan McMahon is really the starting third baseman and the guy you traded for. And, like, you know, we can't just completely quit on him. And we also can't just say, oh, he's a left-handed hitter. We can't. He entered this series and people were like, why is he in the game? Because Caballero had got tossed, right? And Caballero enters this game. And, like, you know, as I'm talking about the Yankees overcoming things, like, Caballero enters this game today. And there's a part of me and a lot of you have seen the lineups come out, and you're like, why is Volpe starting? What's up with Caballero? And in my head, I'm like, maybe they're punishing Caballero for having a hothead and getting tossed out a couple nights ago. He didn't play yesterday. He probably wouldn't have played today, but Jazz gets hurt. You know, Altuve sliding into his knee, and then the next at bat, I think Jazz strikes out on like three pitches. He goes down meekly. He hobbles off, and he gives the cut it sign. And I'm like, ice him up. Get him in the cold tub. Get him in the ice bath. Right now, we need that guy in Yankee Stadium coming up, and we'll get to that. But, yeah, Caballero enters the game. And Caballero, he's such a pest. He's such a, like, agitator and, like, a, like, I just now always think back to the games he was playing with Gerrit Cole when Gerrit Cole threw that fastball to the backstop high. And then once he struck him out, he gave him the finger wag. You know, there was a weird part of the game tonight where he's going up against former Yankee, Eniel De Los Santos, and there was a pitch clock violation. And I think all of us that saw the pitch clock, even I listened to Kaster, and then I even went and listened to Dave and Susan. Everybody was like, what was that? Like, was the pitch clock not synced with the game clock or whatever? What it was Cabbie playing the game within the game, where you have to engage. You got to make eye contact. I think we forget about that sometimes with this whole pitch clock thing. And so he was able to get De Los Santos because De Los Santos was out to lunch, sleeping, not looking. And if you go back and look at that highlight, it's like Caballero's like, you're not looking at me. I'm not looking at you. You're not looking at me. I'm not looking at you then. Oh, you're looking at me? Oh, I'm not ready yet. And he's able to get awarded a base off that, man. I enjoyed this game. I enjoyed this series, minus yesterday, obviously, because of one man. And it's just stupid that the Yankees could have swept the Astros if one guy was better. You guys saw the ump scorecard. I know everybody saw it. And I said, I knew it wouldn't matter. Ump scorecards after the game are really for the internet reaction and all of the people posting this guy in a Red Sox shirt and whatever. But he was terrible. And, you know, he cost the Yankees a lot. You know, I think they said out of his 21 wrong calls, 15 of them were against the Yankees. And that resulted in plus 1.4 runs for Houston. And the game was lost 7-8. So, yeah, you could put that on the home plate ump. But it is what it is. They overcome that. They overcome Jazz's injury. They overcome Ben Rice's struggles at first base. They overcome Luke Weaver not having it back-to-back nights. And I gave Luke Weaver a pass yesterday, but I can't give him a pass tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
We need this guy. Weavy Wonder, the Dream Weaver, the ferocious jungle cat. I don't know, man. This has been a really up and down year for Luke Weaver. And I don't know if it's maybe they need to change his spot. Maybe he needs to, because I know he went from being a closer to setup guy. Now he's like sixth inning, seventh inning guy. Like, this team needs Luke Weaver to come in and get outs, strike guys out. And back-to-back nights, he failed. And, you know, like, I gave him a pass yesterday because of what the score was, you know. I'm like, the Yankees, Luke Weaver didn't come in and give it up where the Yankees were losing the game. He did obviously give a little bit in that game. And then he was available today, you know, after going for one inning, 22 pitches, giving up two hits, one run. But then when you look at that, right, like yesterday, the hit that he gave up, and that's another thing they had to overcome. Yordan Alvarez, why are they pitching to him? Like, why are they pitching to Yordan Alvarez? I don't know, bro. I don't, like, he's not going crazy. He went Tony Gwynn in this series. He batted 1,000. Back-to-back nights, four hits. I would just bypass that guy, right? He's hitting everything. Meanwhile, Altuve's 0-for-11 in the series. He killed us in this series. Anyway, going back to Luke Weaver the night before, you know, Yordan Alvarez had that double off the wall. That was against Cruz, right? And you know, people were talking about Giancarlo Stanton not playing it right and how Aaron Boone had said, oh, yeah, nobody was making that play. Well, you know, Stanton made a great play tonight, fielding that ball off the wall, throwing it in, I think is the hit Pena had to keep that to a single before Yordan Alvarez came up to kill us again. But yeah, I don't know. I see resiliency. I see hunger. I see urgency. I see TWTW, the will to win. And I felt like they weren't leaving there without a win tonight. Even if they had to wait for a Taylor Trammell bat, illegal bat, substance on his bat, something trying to like ice... not trying to ice Bednar, but ended up, you know, putting Bednar on ice. Like, there's just so many little quirky, weird things in this game tonight And the Yankees didn't let it stop him. The Yankees did not let it stop him. And you know what else? Like, as much as we want to talk about, you know, Judge in the postseason and Judge getting back in the outfield, they're doing this without Judge being Judge. Because you know what? There's a guy on this team they call the Big Sleep, and as soon as you sleep on him, he's wide awake. Trent Grisham, we do not deserve you. Trent Grisham this year, he hits his 100th career home run, his 30th as a Yankee. He's the 7th Yankee center fielder to have 30 home runs. That just put him in elite company, and man, I can't wait to see this guy in the postseason. I can't wait to see what this guy's got in the postseason because he's so clutch and such a quiet assassin. Real G's move in silence like Grisham. I love this guy's game, his demeanor, his swing, his approach. Even that ball that got hit to the warning track where he's out there and he's casually just put it in my pocket, got it. I'm looking at this Yankee team, and as much as I say I didn't believe, as much as I say I'm off the roller coaster, they have all the pieces to get it done. They just got to get it done. And Boone can't get in the way. And there can't be any nonsense. Right? Play your best players. Have a quick hook on the bullpen. Guys got to perform. Guys got to get right. They can definitely make a run because this was a test. And for me, this 12-game test, I said I need 8 wins. I'm not expecting less of a grade than 8 out of 12 from you. Because I expect every series to be won. Well, you can check off the Houston Astros at Daikin Park. They almost swept them, should have swept them, but they did take 2 out of 3, and they put up runs every game. 7 runs, 7 runs, 8 runs. And like I said, they did it without Judge homering. They did it without Judge really balling, and they're doing it without Judge in the outfield, man. That was a great game today as far as just the theatrics, the feel. That was a postseason type of series. That series had a lot of postseason feel to it, in my humble opinion. I don't know if I'm forgetting anything else, but we'll talk about it. That's why you're supposed to call, and you'll say, hey, what about this part, and what about that part, and what about this guy? And I'll say, hey, how about this, and how about that, and what about this? And then we'll start to look ahead to the Toronto Blue Jays, the fraudulent-ass Toronto Blue Jays. I'm ready for war. Like, sweep them, and then you're back, baby. Like, you had a 7.5-game lead. You owe them in your building after what they did from Canada Day to you going back there, like what they did in the Rogers Center to the Yankees. These Yankees better be ready to go, and I think they will, and I know that with the travel, they're going to get back late tonight, but you know what? It's a Friday night in the boogie down Bronx, and the Yankee fans are going to be out, and we know what's at stake. It's going down, and I think they'll be ready for the challenge. Cam Schlittler was not there. He headed home, you know. I'm so ready to see these guys get it done. Luis Gil wasn't there. Like, I like how we're lined up here. Cam Schlittler, Luis Gil, Max Fried. Take 2 out of 3 from the Blue Jays at least. Sweep them, and then we are feeling really good about where we are right now. Playing pretty good baseball with a, knock on wood, fairly healthy team. Hopefully Jazz is straight. Hopefully Judge can get back in the outfield. But, like, that's the thing, bro. They are doing this without the MVP at full strength. They are overcoming, you know, Anthony Volpe being non-existent at the plate. You know, they're able to overcome Ben Rice not being able to make plays at first. They are overcoming everything. It's like they're Teflon now. And I guess that's what I, you know, when I talk about teams and the season and how teams have to evolve and become and how they haven't reached their final form, maybe they are now reaching that final form, but they can get better. They can get stronger. And I just think that, like, you know, going through 6-game losing streaks, going through the disappointment, the embarrassment, failing, scoreless inning streaks, or losing games where, you know, Max Fried goes out there and pitches well and they can't score a run. Like, that has made them tougher, man. It has made them tougher. And we're really starting to see a team here that, in my opinion, like, they can go on a run. Why can't they go on a run here? Why can't they go on a run here back to the World Series? It's a different script than we imagined. It's a different story than we imagined. But it is all right there in front of them. And like I said, this is the final exam for me. It's not the gauntlet. The gauntlet, like I was calling the gauntlet last year, June. Last year, 2024, June, I felt like that was a gauntlet because they had to play the Dodgers, the Braves, the Orioles were better. They had some other teams that they had to tango with that were just better teams. And I know everybody's calling this the gauntlet. I heard Big Mac start a show yesterday and say, Keith said I called it the gauntlet. I think the Caster called it the gauntlet. Somebody else called it the gauntlet. To me, it's not a gauntlet, man. The gauntlet is something that you go through that's supposed to scare you, right? That's supposed to, you know, hurt you. Man, this is just a test. They're prepared for the test, right? Even if they have to cram for the test, they can pass the test. They just passed this first section. Couple more sections to go. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break. When we come back, I will introduce the conversation around how about them Cowboys? Jerry Jones hold another L. Now, yeah, did they cover? Yeah, they did. Jalen Carter, what a despicable scumbag idiot. But the Eagles are the champs. They raise the banner, and they start off 1-0, and they beat Dallas, who had their moments, but ultimately they're the Dallas Cowboys. They're America's team to laugh at. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I've got like a 90-minute show here or less. Call me up if you'd like to be on. We'll talk about what happened in Houston. We'll talk about what happened in Philadelphia. And then I'll get out of the way. 888-808-1019. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett & Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Yeah, right back at it on The Fan in New York. Thanks for waiting through my little open in the first break. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Let's talk about the first NFL game of the year. Are you not entertained? Of course the under hit. After the first half, right, where they don't punt, the first half was riveting. I didn't really bet too much. I bet like $40, sprinkled, like $10 on a couple of, first touchdowns. Like George Pickens, Jahan Dotson, Javonte Williams scoring the first touchdown. I'm like, ew. But then even Jalen Hurts, 2 touchdowns. Show me the ticket. I'm sure somebody cashed that because usually Tush Push Boy is the first one in the end zone, and then not hard for him to get another one. But the possessions in the first half went Cowboys TD, Eagles TD, Cowboys TD, Eagles TD, Cowboys field goal, Eagles TD, Cowboys field goal. They didn't punt. It was all cash. And the over-under was like 47, 47 and a half. Final score, Eagles 24, Cowboys 20. Blame it on the rain, literally. Blame it on the rain. Oh, well, Fleegs just told me now we are rejoining. We're doing the Fusion Ha. The WFAN Stream 1, WFAN Stream 2, FAM, FM and AM. On WFAN, shout out to my WFAM. So, yeah, if you're just joining us from the other side, Westwood won, and, you know, we're actually talking about the game right now. I'm talking about how, you know, the under hit, and you didn't think that was going to happen because of the first half. They didn't punt, and all the scoring that was going on. I don't know, maybe if Dallas didn't fumble, Miles Sanders, maybe if CeeDee Lamb could catch a football. I don't think they need Micah Parsons. I don't think they need Micah Parsons. No, of course they need Micah Parsons. That's why they lost, right? No, I think they'll be all right without Parsons. There's a lot of new young talent on the Cowboys defense. They'll figure it out. They'll come together. Even looking at that young offensive line that they have, Dak is the man. Dak deserves all the money that he's earned. To think about where he came from, Mississippi State 4th-round pick, to like his prowess now. Like, he is dialed in, man. And think about how that game started. I was ready to fight. Like, I'm not a Cowboys fan anymore. I grew up a Cowboys fan, but I'm grown now. But, like, Dak still has a place in my heart. Even as I was cleaning up my Cowboys gear, I took out that 4 Dak jersey that I got years ago. And when the game started, bro, I saw Jalen Carter spit on this man, and I'm like, you better than me. You better than me, Dak. Dak just looked at the ref like, are you serious? Jalen Carter should be suspended for the next game. I think they play the Chiefs next game, Super Bowl rematch. He should be fined a lot of money. And if you remember, like, this scumbag was supposed to be the number one overall pick, and then he dropped in the draft because he was doing some type of drag racing at Georgia, and somebody lost their life, and he just left and went home and went about his business. But, I mean, once you're a POS, you're always a POS. So this guy, the game doesn't even start yet. Eagles special team player gets carted off the field from just the opening kickoff. And he's so fired up, I guess, to, you know, sack the quarterback. He hawks a loogie into Dak's, like, shoulder pads, like, right into... I don't care how big you are. I don't care who you think you are. I would have been right up under his chin strap with one. But Dak kept it cool, professional, and... you know, Jalen Carter tried to laugh it off. But you don't even get to play in the first game, buddy. And you shouldn't play in the second game either. And they should suspend him. NFL, this is what you want, right? This is what you want America seeing. This is what you want, you know, these kids watching the game to see. And all these advertisers to see Jalen Carter spitting on Dak Prescott. The first commercial, they go to a Lowe's commercial with Dak Prescott. What a joke. But anyway... when you do have a Jalen Hurts, put some respect on his name. He had MJ in the building. He was wearing his Love Hurts cleats. Supposedly in the offseason, after winning the Super Bowl, MJ said, come on down, son. You got a ring? You can come sit with me. And he was picking MJ's brain about how to, you know, be successful and have sustained success. And that's why they didn't come out. They didn't come out to look at the banner being raised because they want to go back-to-back. They want to repeat, but they're not going to repeat. That defense is not good enough. I don't know who told them that Adoree Jackson was a good cornerback to sign. He's cooked. The Giants fans are watching that game tonight like, yo, what? You guys signed him? He should have retired. Respect to Adoree Jackson, though, because he would call in to BT and Sal. He definitely did a lot as far as, like, picking up the phone and calling in to WFAN while he's with the Giants. But, yeah, he's lost a step. He's on the way out. It's a young man's game. CeeDee Lamb was cooking him barbecue chicken. But it didn't matter. You know, all in all, you got Saquon Barkley. You don't even need A.J. Brown. The Eagles are just a well-oiled machine. You know, Mekhi Becton gone, pop a new guy in there. You know, Darius Slay gone, we'll be all right. They still got Quinyon Mitchell. You know, they got Jihad Campbell in the draft. The rich just get richer. And even without Jalen Carter, who is arguably the best player on their defense, you can't say the best player on the team. I heard some people, who's the best player on the team? Saquon Barkley's on their team. He was the number one ranked player in the NFL. And that's another thing. I'm not wishing this for Saquon, but from my experience watching Saquon, how many seasons with the Giants was he healthy back-to-back years? He's going to miss a game or two this year probably. And Will Shipley's pretty good. But I'm not signing up for the Eagles back-to-back Super Bowl appearances or championships. They beat the Cowboys tonight, but the Cowboys offense came out and looked good. Cowboys offense did look good. They have some weapons between CeeDee Lamb, who's going to eat, and I bet you now he dials in and locks in because he had some drops. Even at the end of the game, I saw him go to the blue 10. I'm like, oh, let me guess, you're concussed. No, you dropped the ball in a big spot. Whole world was watching. Come on, CeeDee. Jerry Jones paid you. But, yeah, between him, George Pickens, Ferguson at tight end, Kevontae Turpin, number 9, a little fast guy. One of the funniest parts of the game, because Adoree Jackson was so, you know, cooked out there, you know. And Adoree Jackson, I think, left the game with some injuries. I think they said he had third-degree burns. He was fried. There was a part in the game, like, I'm always watching the game from, like, a quarterback perspective. When they're in the huddle, I'm trying to identify personnel, how many tight ends, how many backs, how many receivers. And I noticed when they broke the huddle, CeeDee Lamb ran to the weak side of the formation and Kevontae Turpin tapped him like, hey, bro, let me get this one. You go over there. And CeeDee Lamb let him have it. CeeDee Lamb went to the strong side of the formation. He went to the weak side of the formation where they would have one-on-one coverage with Adoree Jackson. And Dak immediately recognized that. He ran like a 10-yard stop route, threw him the ball, and little Kevontae Turpin was giving Adoree Jackson the business. So, man, I'm just glad football's back. It gives us something else to watch. Wacky game in Houston, a rain delay game in Philly. Eagles start off 1-0. America's team to laugh at takes an 0. You see Jerry Jones, 83-year-old body, just slumped in his seat with his glasses like, I can't get a win. All right, let's get to the phones, man. I don't have any time tonight. Dave's in Rockland County on the fan first. What's up, Dave?
First of all, how about them cheating Astros trying to get at it again with those
bats? It's always something. Yeah, it's the bats, it's the scorers, the official scorers. Maybe they're greasing up the umpires or something. I always look at them with a side eye. What are they up to? What are they doing now?
I don't know. I saw a picture. I don't know if it was a deep fake or AI or not, but of the Walsh guy, he's like dressed in a Red Sox uniform,
nah,
something like that.
No, deep fake. They pulled two pictures from his Facebook yesterday during the game. One even had a caption that says, I'm a Dodgers fan, but really loving Fenway. You're a goofball, bro. I've been to a bunch of stadiums. You never see me pull up at a stadium and try and blend in with the fans and wear the fans' colors. Like, what?
One more thing. How about them cowgirls?
Trash. I mean,
yeah.
Don't say
trash. They put up a good fight today, but
they had
know.
The game, bro. Miles Sanders went. They had the game, right? They got that penalty in the end zone for that hit that Reed Blankenship put on Ferguson, and they could have cashed in right there. Instead, they turned the ball over. That's such a swing in the game. Then the Eagles gave you two opportunities in the fourth quarter to put a drive together. You can't get it done. Trash. Brian Schottenheimer.
Yeah.
First L. Rookie head coach.
Jerry Jones sitting his old ass in the
no good will come his way. No good will come his way. I did actually start the Gambler and His Cowboys. I did start that Netflix doc, which is cool because it goes all the way back to how he took his oil money and how he got the team. But he's made too many deals with the devil. That man is never winning again.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Dave. 888-808-1019. Here comes Bruce in Flushing. Are you in a better mood tonight, Bruce? I think we all are. You know, we got the series. There's some good things going on. Tell me what you saw.
Well, first, I told you last time we were going to win tonight. You didn't believe me.
No, I was down on him last night. I just with the bullpen, and I didn't know how we were gonna get the outs tonight. They went back to Weaver, Fernando Cruz. Cruz has been great. I don't think I mentioned him in my open. Just his splitter, obviously, but then his energy. It's contagious. How fired up he is. It's good stuff.
We have Yankee fans have to give love to Rodon, and I'm tired of hearing Yankee fans say, "Well, he's okay, but I don't know if we can trust him." Yankee fans, you can trust him.
Yes.
I saw a stat on the post game show. You know, besides having 16 wins, hitters hitting off him is only 188.
Oh yeah, he's got one of the lowest batting averages against in the league.
And name me a team that has a better first three pitchers than Fried, Rodon, and Cam.
Nobody. That's what I'm saying. We have all the pieces. Let's get this bullpen sorted out. The lanes for the bullpen and Boone knowing when to go to who, what, and where. We, like, compare it to, like, I don't know, Gausman, Scherzer, and Bassett coming up. That's who we're going to face in this Toronto series. Who else do they have? Berrios? I think they, you know, the Tigers have Tarik Skubal. Other than that, they're throwing Charlie Morton.
That's why we should be the favorites in the playoffs. As long as we hit, we should be okay.
Which we will, because like that's what I'm saying. We're hitting without Judge. Ryan McMahon is hitting at the nine spot. Like Trent Grisham is out of this world. I had no idea this guy would be able to put together the season that he has and has been so clutch with the power and just like. Cody Bellinger, and there's a lot of guys that can cash in. Giancarlo Stanton, Ben Rice, you know, like they're literally overcoming Volpe being a negative in the lineup.
I would say at least 15 of Grisham's hits, whether it be a single, double, triple, or home runs, at least 15 would either to tie the score or put us ahead.
Clutch.
At least 15.
Clutch Gene. He's got a slow heartbeat and like, when he knows we need it the most, you might not be expecting him to do it. Now we are. It's just like, boom, there he is.
And explain me the difference. If a ball's fair or foul, that you can replay. But if a guy catches a ball in his glove, that you can't replay? Can you explain that logically?
I'm telling you, so I have my headset in. I'm listening to Dave and Susan. They're trying to figure it out. I'm listening to Michael Kay and Cone. And, like, I think what I got was that I guess you can review in the outfield. You can't review catches in the infield.
That makes no sense. Does it? Am I wrong?
I literally was like, what is going on? How, like, this is what I'm talking about. And this is what I'm talking about last night with these umpires and the officiating. Like, get it right. We have Yesmo. We have cameras. We can all see this in real time. How do you not? I don't know.
Prediction, we win 2 out of 3 over the weekend from Toronto.
Have to win. If we sweep them, amazing. But just have to win 2 out of 3. Can't lose another series to these guys in our building. They definitely should rock Max Scherzer. And Gausman has given it up. He's due to give it up. I know he's been good. Chris Bassett usually shoves, but it'll be Bassett versus Fried. Man, this is going to be a good series. And a really good measuring stick for where we are now. When we played them before, Jazz was at third base, DJ was at second base. Like, it's not the same.
Take care, Keith. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. 888-808-1019. Let's break it down here. It's almost 1 a.m. Taking calls on the New York Yankees defeating the Houston Astros, taking 2 out of 3. Damn near should have swept them. And then, you know, the NFL being underway. And the Eagles and their well-oiled machine doing what they do, running the football. They threw one pass to A.J. Brown late in the game. I know you got to be mad as hell if you drafted him in fantasy and started him tonight. But, yo, this is what they do in their building. They play defense. They got some turnovers. They got some stops when they needed it. And their quarterback, just steady Eddie, leads the way. And then they got Saquon out there. What is Saquon? Saquon didn't rush for 100. I think I bet on Saquon to have 100 yards. Nah, Saquon has 60 yards. Jalen Hurts outrushed Saquon. But they don't care about those individual stats. It's about the W. They get the win on their banner night. The Eagles are 1-0. The Cowboys are 0-1. And the Cowboys go home to rest because the next team they will face is the New York Giants opening up Jerry World for 2025. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take this break. I got 1 hour left. Call us up. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.